So he did the only thing he could think of. Locking the door of the little attic room, he crouched in a dusty corner, grasping the knife he had stolen from the kitchen. He had no more to eat or drink and did not know what to do next. The young Stoat could see a single star through the small open window. Without comrades around him, all pretense of being a vermin ravager dropped away. He sobbed quietly, cursing his ill-fated trespass into Redwall Abbey. Carrying lanterns, the three searchers made their way upstairs. They had four flights to climb, two of dormitories and sick bay, and two of deserted attics, where no beast had set paw for many seasons. When they reached the long, gloomy passage, Brother Tollam placed a paw to his mouth.
Hush now. We may yet surprise the villain.
Taking the doors on the right side of the corridor, they opened them one by one. The first three creaked on ancient hinges, revealing nothing more exciting than broken furniture, shrouded in dust, with the odd bird feather here and there. On trying the fourth door along, the abbess turned to her companions, silently mouthing,
"Locked."
Brother Tollam took over. He rapped the door sharply, his sepulchral voice booming out.
"Come on out! We know you're in there, vermin!"
There was no reply, so Bartage tried. The big hedgehog had a naturally gruff voice.
"The longer you keep us waiting, the worst is going to be for you. So get yourself out here, you scallywag!"
There was a sob in Globby's voice as he shouted back.
"Come out, and what for? So you can drag me down to that cooking place and beat me with one of those long paddles. Listen, yous, I've got a big knife here, and I'll gut the first that comes in here. So go away, and leave me alone. Go on, clear off!"
This time, the abbess tried speaking in a soothing tone.
"Globby, it is Globby, isn't it? I promise you won't get beaten. Come out. We just want to talk."
The young Stoat's reply was scornful.
"Listen, I ain't coming out for you, nor no beast."
Brother Tollam whispered to Marjoram.
"Keep him talking. I've got an idea."
He crept off along the passage, leaving the abbess to continue reasoning with Globby.
"You'll have to come out sooner or later. Don't be silly, friend. Unlock the door. You've got my word that you won't be hurt."
Globby laughed bitterly.
"Yeah, so you say. But when we talk, if I don't give you the answers you're after, then you'll turn me over to that big river dog with the paddle and he'll bolt the daylight out of me tail. You lot must think I'm stupid."
Meanwhile, Tollam had raced downstairs and grabbed a coil of rope. The tall, thin bell ringer was still in his middle seasons, sound in wind and limb. Carrying the rope, he made the speedy ascent back upstairs, passing the floor in question and sprinting up to the floor above it. Counting the rooms, he entered the fourth one, then knotted one end of the rope over a crossbeam, paying it out of the window. Tollam did all this with silent efficiency, not wanting to give away the element of surprise.